Praise the Lord. Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorne of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I am a man sent by the will of the Father and called by Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross. And I have been empowered from on high in a Pentecostal experience to bear witness to the truth that will make you free from the law of sin and death. The only way we can be free from the law of sin and death is to be free from our sin nature. And the only way to be free from our sin nature is to be dead. Salvation is freedom from our sin nature to serve the living God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what Jesus Christ came to this earth for. He did not come here to make us rich. He did not come to heal us. He did not come to give us high self-esteem, etc., etc. These can all be byproducts of what he did for those who accept his sacrifice. But what Jesus came for is to die in our place, suffering the punishment we so justly deserve, so that we could be free from our sin nature to serve his divine nature inside of us in holiness and righteousness. It is only as we serve the living word in us by doing his will that our standing of righteousness by faith is turned into a state of righteousness in holiness and the power of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 6:33 commands us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is, to serve Jesus inside of us as Lord, which transforms our standing of righteousness into a state of righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 6:3 declares to us that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Romans 6:7, he that is dead is freed from sin, that is the sin nature. Galatians 2:20, we are crucified with Christ, that is, our sin nature died with Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters, all these scriptures apply to our standing as soon as we place our faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus. But we must begin to serve Jesus and continue serving him as Lord by doing the Father's will to maintain our standing of righteousness. And our faith must only be in our death with Jesus Christ on the cross, and it must ever remain there, or we will lose our salvation, the ability to serve Jesus as Lord. If our faith does not remain in the death of the sin nature with Christ, the resurrected Christ cannot live his resurrected sinless life through us, which is our eternal life. This one faith that we are crucified with Christ is a spiritual law of faith that exchanges or transfers our sin nature onto Christ as he was dying for us and imparts his divine nature into our very being when we believe or put our faith in the sacrifice he paid for us on the cross. But if we violate this law of faith by placing our faith in any other thing, our sin nature will revive, making it impossible to serve Jesus as Lord. And the divine nature of the resurrected Christ inside of us will die. Hence, we will lose our salvation from our sin nature. This one faith in the death of our sin nature with Christ on the cross and the law of faith which it operates under is also referred to in James 1:25 as the perfect law of liberty. This perfect law of liberty frees us to do the Father's will. When we place our faith in the cross, the law of faith or law of liberty frees us to do the good works which Ephesians 2:10 declares we were created in Christ for. In other words, by faith that we are crucified with Christ, the Holy Spirit empowers the divine nature of the resurrected Christ inside of us to do the good works that we are foreordained to walk in. It is the doing of these works by Christ inside of us that causes us suffering and transforms us into the image of Christ. The law of liberty in this one faith makes us free to line up our will with the Father's will and then yield our bodies to the resurrected Christ inside of us, freeing him to do the Father's will. Without this one faith, we violate the law of faith, and we cannot be free to obey the Father's will or yield our bodies to Christ inside of us. Thus, we choke Jesus or bind Jesus inside of us from doing the Father's will. With Jesus choked to death or bound inside of us, our sin nature is revived and we are again ruled by our sin nature with no ability to obey God or do good works, even if we will to do good works, because the sin nature is more powerful than our will, and the Holy Spirit will not help us if we violate the law of faith. Brothers and sisters, if you have been lured away from this one faith in the cross, repent and come back to the cross before it's too late. The time is running out. Let us pray from 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 8. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through faith that we are crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or from sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to teach on the rapture. The word rapture is not found in the Bible, but the word is synonymous with the first resurrection or the catching away of the church, which are very plain doctrines that all believers can understand from scriptures and know in their heart. We can see in 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 19 that there were also men in Paul's day that did not believe in the rapture or first resurrection. Paul explained that if there is no rapture or first resurrection, then Christ did not raise from the dead, making our faith meaningless and dooming us to hell and a miserable life on this earth. My beloved brethren, does not the living Christ inside of you declare this teaching against the rapture to be an error? More and more I'm seeing and hearing false teachers and preachers teach against, mock, and ridicule the belief in a pre-tribulation rapture. This should not trouble those that believe in the rapture or first resurrection, because Christ is the first fruits of our resurrection. The resurrected Christ is alive inside of believers, proving to them that there will be a rapture, because we are in the resurrected Christ, and the resurrected Christ is also in us. And he is the resurrection and the life. And at the same time, this also proves to all true believers that those preaching and teaching against the rapture are no longer saved, if they ever were. They are not serving the risen Lord inside of them. Their Christ is still in the grave. Thus, they are still in their sins. The first resurrection is a mystery, which will happen in the twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 57. And in Matthew 13, 11, the mysteries of the kingdom of God are for believers only. And who are believers? Those that believe in the message of the cross, as presented at the beginning of this program, and then do the will of the Father by the faith imparted by that one gospel of the kingdom. Unbelievers don't believe the message of the cross, as 1 Corinthians 1:18 declares. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, that is free to serve Christ with everything we have, it is the power of God. It is the power of God to kill our sin nature and keep it buried only as we continue in our belief and do whatever the Holy Spirit directs us to do by the faith. It is impossible for unbelievers that do not believe and receive the preaching of the cross to understand or comprehend the mysteries of the kingdom of God, or to do the Father's will, which requires one faith. This wisdom in the message of the cross is a hidden mystery that is predetermined for believers only. 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. This wisdom that comes from the message of the cross is the only wisdom that comes from up above and is able to make one holy. All other wisdom that comes from any other gospel, including the anti-rapture gospels, is earthly, carnal, appeals to fleshly lust, and is from devils. 2 Timothy 3 and 5, in the last days, men that claim to be of God will have a form of godliness, but deny the power of God to live holy, which only comes from a death of our sin nature and Christ living through us, doing the Father's will. Those preachers that are preaching against the rapture do not understand that by preaching against this mystery, they are declaring to the world that they are not saved and are not in the kingdom of God, and are in fact being used by the devil to steal the comfort of the saints and discourage them in the last days. We are to comfort one another with words on the rapture. In 1 Thessalonians 4:18, it is comforting to know that the race we are running and the battles we are fighting and the pain and suffering and persecution that we are enduring daily as we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit will soon be over. If you are not experiencing suffering and persecution, I dare say that you are not living up to the Christian standard, and you need to repent before it is too late. 2 Peter 3, 3-7 lets us know that those that scoff at and mock the rapture are actually fulfilling the prophecy in this scripture, letting us know that we are in the last of the last days. The word says that scoffers are willingly ignorant and that they walk after their own lust. The wisdom of God that comes from the message of the cross is a mystery that unbelievers cannot understand or receive because they reject the message of the cross as the only way to God the Father. Therefore, they are ignorant of the rapture and the coming judgment. And the rapture will come on these children of darkness as a thief in the night, catching them completely unaware and unprepared. James 3:13 through 15 lets us know that wisdom that does not come from God is earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom. If a preacher is preaching against the rapture or is not preaching the cross of Jesus Christ, he is teaching doctrines of devils which impart devilish wisdom on how to satisfy and walk after your earthly lusts, which will drown you in perdition, sending you to hell for eternity. Revelation 3:10 declares to us, "For those that keep the word of Jesus' patience, he will keep them from the hour of temptation or trial, which shall come upon all the world to try or test them that dwell upon the earth." Matthew 10:34 and Hebrews 4:12 declares to us that Jesus did not come to send peace on the earth, but a living sword that will cut through all of our hiding places and expose us to the judgment of God, proving all of our excuses for sin as unjust and proving all of our pretense that we are righteous with our religion while we don't live holy or do the Father's will, as hypocritical, false, and damnable. John 16:33 declares to us that for all those that follow Jesus, they will have peace with the Father and be free from this judgment. But in this world, if we choose to obey the Holy Spirit and follow Jesus, we shall have tribulation. My beloved brothers and sisters, there is a rapture coming for the Church of Jesus Christ very soon, regardless of what all the unbelieving preachers or mockers say. But Revelation 1:19 declares to us that the Lamb's wife made herself ready. The rapture is only for those that believe in the sacrifice of the Lamb paid for them on the cross and in turn offer the risen Lord their body as living sacrifice by the faith each and every day. God has not appointed believers unto wrath, but we must believe that we obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ living through us daily and finally being glorified as we obey the Holy Spirit. Our hope of glory is Christ living inside of us, doing the Father's will, and that cannot happen without the faith that we are crucified with Him daily. Christ living inside of us being our only hope of glory is a mystery. Colossians 1:27. Again, an unbeliever in the message of the cross cannot understand that we must lose all of our life by daily sacrifice, by the faith in the cross, in order for Christ to live through us to do the Father's will. Living the message of the cross is the only power of God to transform us into the image of God. My beloved brothers and sisters, what gospel are you listening to in financing? The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. How can you believe a message that you're not listening to? If you do not believe in the message of the cross, you are perishing. And all the mysteries of God, like the rapture and Christ living inside of you being your only hope of glory, will be foolishness to you. Those that do not believe the message of the cross exclusively as the only way and power of salvation are unbelievers, and unbelievers will not be raptured. The Holy Spirit declares to us in Revelation 1:19 that the wife made herself ready. 1 John 2:17 declares to us that only those that do the will of God will abide forever. Only those that do the will of the Father will enter the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 7:21. So how do we make ourselves ready and how do we get raptured? In Hebrews 11:5, Enoch was translated that he should not see death by faith. And the Church of Jesus Christ has one faith in the message of the cross. This is not faith for a new car or a house or a job or for money or food or clothes or health or a ministry. The Church of Jesus Christ has one faith, and that is in the baptism of death with Jesus Christ daily, so that He can live through you to do the Father's will. You must lose your life in this present evil world in order to gain the eternal life God has to offer you that will translate you from this present present evil world in a rapture of glory. I repeat, what gospel are you listening to? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you don't hear the right gospel, it is impossible for you to have the right faith. Repent and come back to the message of the cross. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.